Good morning. The time is 10 minutes after 9 on Wednesday, May 28th. And you are tuned to WPRB Stereo 103.3 FM Princeton or online around the world at WPRB.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries, the program devoted to rarely heard repertoire of all periods with an emphasis on the old and the new. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 6 to 11. Thank you so much for joining me today. We continue now with more music by Vangelis Petzalis. Just heard the prelude number 6 by Vangelis Petzalis as performed by pianist Esther Beberian here on WPRB. Up until 11 o'clock today, I am being joined by the young Greek composer Vangelis Petzalis, who is here visiting the States. Vangelis, thank you so much for joining me. I have to be honest with you, this is a real treat.
Thank you very much, Marvin, and I'm very glad to meet you. And thank you for your appreciation.
Well, I wouldn't do it if I didn't think it was worthwhile, and it definitely is worthwhile. Your music is wonderful. I think people would be interested in hearing how this meeting today actually came about. About 2 years ago, Vangelis, I received an email with your name as the subject. I thought it was actually from a listener asking about your music. However, it turned out to be you actually thanking me for playing your music. It's wonderful what those computer searches can do. Anyway, we have emailed back and forth for a while, and you are here visiting the States. And we are meeting for the first time right here in the WPRB studios. You arrived about half an hour ago, and this is our first time actually talking in person.
Yeah.
So it's
and publicly.
And publicly, too. So it's not just private. It's a public meeting, too. So, again, you know, you never know what the wonders of modern technology can do. Before we hear more music, because we are going to hear a number of your works, please share with us a bit about your musical training and what made you actually decide to become a composer.
Well, Marvin, first of all, you must excuse me for my bad English sometimes.
Your English is fine.
Thank you. We will see. we're going to see that. My education started when I was 6 years old in my native island, in Corfu, Greece, with piano studies in the Philharmonic Society of Corfu. And I kind of interrupted my studies for 2 or 3 years when I was in the Lyceum, because I took the exams for the university to become a doctor, as you know.
Right.
And then I continued with my musical training And I finished with my teacher, Joseph Papadatos, in Athens, in the Nakas University of Music, which is maybe the best in Greece.
Right, right.
And that's it. I just had my teacher very close to me the last years, and it was very good for me because he's very well trained.
Right.
And he taught me orchestration and all these things
sure.
that we need to know very well, you know. Because I'm a traditional composer. I write with my pencil in the paper. I'm not a MIDI composer. I don't use MIDIs to produce
right.
the sound.
You right,
know?
Right.
I'm leaving back to the...
The way it was.
Yeah, to the 18th century.
Right. The way the good old days, right, as they say, I guess. Right. Well, that's very interesting. And I'd like to now go to another one of your compositions. Now, this recording we're going to play is actually not available, or is it? Can it be listened to on the Internet? Or?
Yes, it can be listened in my site in mp3.com.
And we'll talk.
mp3.com,
and we'll listen to that. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. But this is your Concertino Narrativo. Please share with us a little bit about the work and tell us who the performers are on this recording.
Well, it was written for those performers. The violinist is Sergei Krylov. He's a spectacular Russian violinist. The pianist is Stefania Mormone. And I was ordered to compose this piece for them. By my label in Italy, the Arcadia Agora company, the CD label.
Right.
And I did that, and then, back in Greece, Megaron Hall was interested to perform the world premiere. Mm-hmm. And the orchestra is Camerata, the orchestra of the Megaron Hall Athens, conducted by Alexandros Mirat.
Okay. And when was the work written?
It was back in 97.
Oh, back there, all the way back, 6 years ago.
6 years ago, but 6 years, there are lots of years.
Yeah, a lot has happened in this world in 6 years, that's for sure. Well, let's listen to that now. This is the Concertina Narrativo by my guest, the Greek composer, Vangelis Petzalis, here on Classical Discoveries.
Thank you.
obvious live performance. You just heard the Concertino Narrativo by my guest, Vangelis Petsalis, and our performers were...
They were Sergei Krylov, violin, and Stefania Mormone, piano, with the orchestra of Megaron Hall, Athens, conducted, Camerata is the name of the orchestra, conducted by Alexandros Mirat.
And there is all the information. And I am here with the gifted young Greek composer Vangelis Petsalis. Before we go to more music, please tell us a bit about your output. What type of pieces do you write? Have you written?
Well, I started with... I always wrote what we call kind of classical music. It's my first piece I remember was a sonata fantasia for piano, and then I had a break, let's say, with theater music, which is the like songs, simple things, you know,
right,
for the theater. And I also started then to write for orchestras, and that's why I wrote this adagio number one, the piece that you like so much.
Yes. Yes.
And then, you know, I went on with symphony and other orchestral works that they are not yet played, so I don't have the recordings, but I'm going to do them for full orchestras. And now I'm doing lots of things for small groups, because I was asked to do this kind of music because it's more easily played, performed.
Yeah, it's more, yeah, you have more possibilities.
But I don't really think that I should go on with that, because I really feel like orchestra, you know, big orchestra. I like it. I love it. It's all the colors there, and you can produce your sound. And why not?
And we'll be hearing an entire performance of your first symphony in just a little while. However, before we go to more music, are there certain composers that have inspired you in your work?
Yes, of course. First of all, I loved, when I was a child, you know, I loved Beethoven and Bach. This duet. But I met Mahler when I was about 19, 20.
Sure.
And I was very influenced by him. And not really influenced, it's not the right word. I just loved him, you know, because I could understand him.
Sure.
So I believe that one of the best composers that ever lived is Puccini, although I don't really like the opera. I like it, but it's not something that I follow a lot, you know. I prefer pure music. Mm-hmm. And Puccini's superb.
Sure.
Superb, yes.
Sure.
But you know, Marvin, I ended up... I admire a lot of works now and lots of composers. And the only thing is that I really search for works that they are well-written and with
heart.
With heart. I really dislike whatever is written technically. And without
the inside.
The inside. Yeah.
Sure, I understand.
And I found a lot of works,
sure,
and lots of composers that they've done this. You know.
Sure. Well, great. And, well, we're going to hear some of your theater music. You referred to it just a few moments ago, and we're going to hear some of your theater music. And I guess, as you mentioned to me, this is the first time that this music we're going to hear has been played in the United States, is that right?
Yeah,
what are we going to be hearing now in your theater?
We will hear some pieces I wrote for Lorca's play, The House of Bernard Alba.
Okay.
And it was played back in 1985. By the University of Ioannina, the theater of the University of Ioannina, where I was studying.
Oh, okay.
And some of those people then, they are now very, they're having their careers. They were very gifted then, young people,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
Like Maria Kihayoulou or Maria Tsima, that they are now in Athens, back in Athens, and they are professionals in theater and very, very good, incredibly good.
Great. Well, let's hear. We are going to hear three selections, and these are all by my guest, Vangelis Petsalis, some of his early theater music here on WPRB.
Thank you.
You just heard some of the theater music by my guest, Vangelis Petsalis. Those were selections from the house of Bernardo Alba. And the performers, Vangelis, were?
They were in the University of Ioannina, the theater of the University of Ioannina, Maria Tsima, Maria Kechagioglou, and the player was me, playing the piano.
Was you.
with my friend, the excellent guitarist player, Kostas Papagiorgiou.
Thank you very much. And we will have more music and talk with my guest, Vangelis Petsalis, in just a moment, so do stay tuned. This is Classical Discoveries.
We know you've always wanted a manhole on your chest, so we made one for you in our new WPRB t-shirt. They come in all sizes, in navy blue and Kelly green, and for only $15, they're cheaper than buying your own manhole. Send a check or money order with your size and color choice to WPRB, P.O. Box 342, Princeton, New Jersey, 08542. Checks are payable to WPRB merchandise, so get yours today.
WPRB wants you to know that raves or all-night dance parties continue to attract teens and young adults who may think MDMA, ecstasy, GHB, LSD, and other club drugs are harmless. This is not true. The use of club drugs is very dangerous and can cause adverse physical reactions that may lead to death. For more information about alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, call the Burlington County Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse at 609-261-0001. Again, the number is 609-261-0001. And this has been a public service announcement from WPRB. Good morning. It is approaching 10 o'clock on Wednesday, May 28th, and you are tuned to WPRB Stereo 103.3 FM Princeton or online around the world at WPRB.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries, the program devoted to rarely heard repertoire of all periods with an emphasis on the old and the new. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 6 to 11. Thank you so much for joining me today. And up until 11 o'clock for another hour or so, I am being joined by the Greek composer Vangelis Petsalis, who is here visiting the States. Again, Vangelis, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And I have to say, you're staying in New York, which means you obviously got up very, very early.
5:30.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, when you talk about getting up early, when I come in and do this program, I'm up at about 10 to 4. And to be honest with you, I can't wait to get here, so I enjoy this doing this very, very much. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about music in your country. Just in general, is there a big interest in classical music in Greece? Are there concerts? How about radio? Do young people play instruments? What's the whole package, I guess? Is there interest in this?
Well, there is enough interest, and a lot of people and young people, they're trying to find out what classical music is, and they follow the concerts. We have some concerts and really good ones back in Greece. The only thing I really don't like is that the fashion is not that, because the fashion in Greece is this. It's not Greek music. It's a commercial, badly played Arab music.
Oh, okay.
And this is a fashion which is nowadays in Greece is very strong. You know, you can listen to it everywhere. I mean, in the supermarkets, in everywhere is this. So on the other hand, young people in Greece, they really follow concerts. They really care about good music, not only classical, jazz music also, Latins also.
Right.
And I was told by the owner of one of the biggest stores in Greece, I was told that the 50% of the sales are for this kind of music. Classical, jazz, and Latins. And I was so happy about it.
Oh, wow. That is different pretty much than here, where you hear about these percentages of classical CD sales is going to 3-4%.
Really?
It's low. It's low here, unfortunately, in this country. And so obviously there is some interest. How about opportunities for people to hear things on the radio? Is there?
Yes, we have the statal radio for classical things. It's good. It was founded by Manos Hadzidakis.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it still works in this way.
Right.
And in fact, they have some programs that they are not as good as yours.
Thank you.
Let me tell you that.
Really. I try.
But it's very good programs, you know, and you can learn something about classical music. We also have other stations, but they don't play only classical music. They play classical and this kind of music I told you before, like jazz and
sure,
that.
Sure, sure, sure.
In television, we have the second program, the statal program, which has a lot of good things to see, you know, like jazz concerts and classical concerts.
So there obviously is an interest over there.
Yes, there is an interest, and that's why I'm complaining about this thing that I cannot understand, that everywhere we have to listen to this very bad commercial music that they serve us, you know.
Sure, sure. Sure, well, that's very, very interesting. Now, Vangelis, we are going to go now to a work that I guess you told me, and I've heard it, that is totally different than what we have heard up until now.
Yes, it's totally different.
Your arguments for clarinet and strings. When was the work written? Tell us why it's different, and share with us about the performance we're going to hear.
Right. It was written 2 years ago, and it was written for the Orchestra of the Colors, which is one of the best, I think, maybe the best orchestra in Greece. And it's conducted by Miltos Loyadis, and the clarinetist is Spiros Mourikis. It was written for them, especially for them.
Right.
Okay, I was concentrated on them when I was writing it, because I know very well how they work and what is the sound of the orchestra and the clarinetist. Well, I had the chance to write something. The idea was that I didn't want to write a concerto or something. I had the idea of the clarinet and the strings kind of quarreling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name, you know, that, with arguments.
That's what it is,
not,
right?
Yeah, it's not quarreling. It's anyway, they argue, and this gave me the chance to write with a style that I hadn't used before, more, let's say, modern.
Correct.
With
right.
You understand what
sure.
I mean? And I always wanted to do that because I think that contemporary music, let's say modern, okay, music by itself, it has nothing to say to me, because it's tiring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love melody, I love the harmonies, but on the other hand, you can use it in some passages, because it's the only way to express some very certain things that with the classical style you cannot.
Right.
So,
well, let's hear this work. This is music by my guest, Vangelis Petsalis, and these are the arguments for clarinet and strings, composed in the year 2001, here on Classical Discoveries, 103.3 WPRB. You just heard the arguments for clarinet and strings composed in the year 2001 by my guest Vangelis Petsalis, and our performance was by...
It was the clarinetist Spiros Mourikis, accompanied by the Orchestra of the Colors, conducted by Miltos Logiadis. And the performance was given in the Greek-American Union in Athens.
Very good. And we will be back in just a little bit, a few moments, and we will hear a complete performance of the Symphony No. 1 by my guest, Vangelis Petsalis, so do stay tuned. If you have any questions, by the way, about any of the selections played on Classical Discoveries today, you can visit my website. The address is ourworld.cs.com/classdis. The playlist for today's show will be posted by this evening. My website has a number of interesting new links which relate to the unique format of this program. Again, my website address is ourworld.cs.com/classdis. And if you have any comments or questions, you can phone me while the music is playing here in the studio at 609-258-1033. And I will be back with that first symphony of Petsalis in just a moment.